that I love you, though, that I brought my family over to go to church Easter Sunday here at Fort Hood. I've been looking forward to coming back and giving you a proper honor greeting. Hoo-ah! An honor to be with the courageous men and women of the Fam Corps. Soldiers and families of Fort Hood have contributed mightily to our efforts in war on terror. Many of you have recently returned from Iraq. Welcome home. And thank you for a job well done. Others are preparing to head out this fall. Some for a second tour of duty. Whether you're coming or going, you're making an enormous difference for the security of our nation and for the peace of the world. I want to thank you for defending your fellow citizens. I want to thank you for extending liberty to millions. And I want to thank you for making America proud. I especially want to thank the military families who are here today. I want to thank you for your sacrifices in the war on terror. It isn't easy to be the one left behind when a loved one goes to war. You have a wonderful community here at Fort Hood. I thank you for the support you have given to each other. By loving and supporting a soldier, you are also serving our nation. Americans are grateful for your sacrifice and your service, and so is your Commander-in-Chief. Lieutenant General Tom Metz and his wife Pam. I want to thank Command Sergeant Major Joe Gainey and his lovely wife. I want to thank all the officers and soldiers of this fantastic base. I appreciate our fine governor from the state of Texas, Governor Rick Perry, for joining us today. I want to thank Congressman John Carter and Congressman Chet Edwards for joining us today. This weekend we mark the 2-year anniversary of the liberation of Baghdad. Coalition forces crossed more than 350 miles of desert to get there, pushing through dust storms and death squads. They reached the Iraqi capital in 21 days, and that achievement will be studied for generations as the fastest armored advance in military history. The coalition is all rapid, and it wasn't easy. The enemy hit schools and hospitals. They used civilians as human shields. Yet our troops persevered. We protected civilian lives while destroying the Republican Guards and Marine Division, pushing through the Karbala Gap, capturing Saddam National Airport. And on April 9th, we liberated the Iraqi capital. Millions of Iraqis and Americans, it is a day they will never forget. The toppling of Saddam Hussein's statue in Baghdad will be recorded alongside the fall of the Berlin Wall as one of the great moments in the history of liberty. And 8 months later, soldiers of the Ivy Division brought the real Saddam Hussein justice. When Iron Horse He was sitting in a prison cell. When it came time to drive the terrorist insurgents from Fallujah, soldiers of the 1st Cavalry Division spearheaded the assault. The first team was first in Fallujah. And when the dust settled, what you found there reminds us why we are at war. Bloodstained torture chambers used by terrorists to execute hostages. You found videos of the headings and brutal terrorist attacks. You found over 600 improvised explosive devices, including an ice cream truck that had been loaded with bomb-making materials for a terrorist attack. The men and women of the Phantom Corps know why we are in Iraq. As one first team soldier, Lieutenant Mike Irwin put it, if we can start to change the most powerful country in the Middle East, the others will follow. And America's 20 years down the road won't have to deal with a day like September the 11th, 2001. Terrorists made Iraq a central front in the war on terror. Because of your service, because of your sacrifice, we are defeating them there where they live, so we do not have to face them where we live. Because of you, the people of Iraq no longer live in fear of being executed and left in mass graves. Because of you, freedom has taken root in Iraq. Our success in Iraq will make America safer for us and for future generations. In my liberation message to the Iraqi people, I made them a solemn promise. The government of Iraq and the future of your country will soon belong to you. I went on to say we will help build a peaceful and representative government that protects the rights of all citizens. And then our military forces will leave. From the beginning, our goal in Iraq has been to promote Iraqi independence by helping the Iraqi people establish a free country that can sustain itself, rule itself, and defend itself. And in the last 2 years, Iraq has made enormous progress toward that goal. Iraq has laid the foundations of a free society, with hundreds of independent newspapers, dozens of political parties and associations, and schools that teach Iraqi children how to read and write instead of propaganda of Saddam Hussein. Iraq has laid the foundation of a free economy with a new currency, an independent central bank, new laws to encourage foreign investment, and thousands of small businesses established since liberation. Troops of Fort Hood have done that their part. Baghdad soldiers of the 1st Cavalry Division launched Operation Adams Smith. And the new generation of Iraqi entrepreneurs you helped nurture will create jobs and opportunity for millions of their fellow citizens. Iraq has laid the foundation for a society built on the rule of law. Today, courts are functioning across Iraq, and hundreds of independent Iraqi judges in training, Bahrain, Jordan, the Czech Republic, and Britain, and Italy. Iraq's special tribunal has been established that will try to seek leadership, including Saddam Hussein. He will get the trial that he did not afford his fellow citizens when he was in power. Slowly but surely, the land gave civilization the first written code of law and is now restoring the rule of law. Set an example for people across the Middle East. Iraq has laid a solid foundation for democratic self-government. The world watched in awe as the Iraqi people fired car bombs and assassins to cast their votes in the country's first free and democratic elections in decades. It took courage. The kind of courage displayed by a 29-year-old Iraqi policeman named Abdul Amir. On election day, Amir noticed a suspicious man walking towards the line of voters at a Baghdad polling station, completely disregarded for his own safety. He threw his arms around the man and dragged him to a nearby intersection, where the man had developed explosives that wrapped around his body. Amir took a permanent blast, giving his own life to save scores of innocent civilians. He is a hero of free Iraq, and the world honors his valor and his sacrifice. Because of brave Iraqis like Abdul Amir today, the Free Nation of Iraq has elected a transitional assembly, a president, and two deputy presidents. Leaders who answer to the people instead of the other way around. I've spoken with the new leaders of Iraq, President Taliban, as well as Speaker Assembly Speaker Al-Hassani. I congratulate them on their achievement. I told them I look forward to working with the new government that will soon be established. I assure them that the United States will continue to stand with the Iraqi people as they take control of their destiny and assume the blessings of self-government. There's a lot of hard work ahead. The Iraqi people face brutal and determined enemies. But Iraqis are also determined, and they have the will to defeat the insurgency. The soldiers, the police, the Free Iraq Army, on election day, they can face down the insurgents. And they learn they can prevail. The Iraqi people now have confidence that the soldiers, the police, the Free Iraq have the courage and resolve to defend them. The Iraqi security forces are fighting bravely for the future of their country. And in the last 6 months alone, more than 800 have given their lives in the struggle. Soldiers support others in their courage and action. The Iraqis will stand and fight. I've seen guys with grenade fragments leading, pulling people off the street, getting kids out of the way. Then they'll fight again. They're determined in this war. The United States is determined to help the Iraqis succeed. The Iraqi government assumes increasing responsibility for the stability of their country. Security operations are entering a new phase. Iraq's security forces are becoming more self-reliant and taking on greater responsibilities. And that means that America and its coalition partners are increasingly playing more of a supporting role. Today, more than 150,000 Iraqi security forces have been trained and equipped. And for the first time, the Iraqi Army, police, and other security forces now have a number of U.S. forces in Iraq. Like we read people everywhere, Iraqis want to be defended and led by our own countrymen. We will help achieve this objective so Iraqis can secure their own nation, and then our troops will come home with the honor they have earned. The Iraqi people know the sacrifices you are making. They're grateful to you. They are grateful to your families. When Iraqi Army Colonel put it this way, these U.S. soldiers lead their wives and kids to come here and give us freedom. We have to thank them for doing that for us. You are making possible peace for Iraq. And you may make possible the security of three nations. You're just noble work. It's important work. And I thank you for assuming your duty. As the Iraqi democracy succeeds, that success is sending a message from Beirut to Tehran that freedom can be the future of our nation. The establishment of free Iraq at Harbor in the Middle East will be a crushing defeat to the forces of tyranny and terror, and a watershed event in the global democratic revolution. The last 2 years, you've accomplished much. Yet you work on your oath. Freedom still faces dangerous adversaries. Terrorists still want to attack people. They're losing. Terrorists are losing the struggle because they're under constant pressure from our armed forces. They will remain under constant pressure from our armed forces. And they're losing the struggle because they are on the wrong side of history. Across the north of the Middle East, the tide of freedom is surging. People of Afghanistan embrace free government. After suffering the one of the backward tyrannies on our earth. The people of the Palestinian territories cast their ballots against violence and corruption of the past. The people of Lebanon are rising up to demand their freedom and independence. Saudi Arabia has held its first municipal elections in decades. Egypt has taken its first step from the path to democratic reform. A critical mass of events is taking that region in a whole new direction. And as freedom spreads in the Middle East and beyond, the American people will be safer and the free world more secure. You have fought battles in the war on terror. You have served the cause of freedom. You can be proud of all that you have achieved. This time of great achievement is also a time of sacrifice. Many of our soldiers have been returned from the war with brave wounds that they will carry with them the rest of their lives. America will fulfill its duty by providing the best medical care possible. Still, others have given their lives in this struggle. Your friends, your comrades, we honor their memory. We lift them up in prayer. Their sacrifice will always be remembered by a great nation. We can live as free people because men and women like you have stepped forward and have volunteered to serve. I can't ever thank you personally for your courageous choice service. You're making America proud. You're making America free. And you're making the world peaceful. I want to thank you for all you've done for our great nation. May God bless you and your families. And may God continue to bless this great land of liberty, the United States of America.